الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, all praises due to Allah who guides us to Islam, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, and each and everyone who follows them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Barakallahu feekum. Continuing with the Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah li Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah with the Sharh of Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahmatullah ala al-jami'. We were dealing with the quality of
coming,
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on the day of judgment in a manner befitting His Majesty. Why? How do we know that it's not like the coming of the creation? What did we learn from the Quran in one very famous ayah? No. Hey, Ahsan, laysa kamithlihi shay, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11. Laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like unto him. So that's our qaida. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, مخالفو أهل السنة والجماعة والرد عليهم أو الرد عليهم. Those who oppose Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and how to refute them concerning the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on the Day of Judgment in a manner which befits His Majesty. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, وَخَالَفَ أَهْلَ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فِي هَذِهِ الصِّفَةِ أَهْلُ التَّحْرِيفِ وَالتَّعْطِيلِ فَقَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْتِي لِأَنَّكَ إِذَا أَثْبَتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي ثَبَتَ أَنَّهُ جِسْم وَالْأَجْسَامُ مُتَمَاثِلَةٌ. Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah were opposed concerning the quality of coming by Ahl al-Tahrif. Who are the Tahrif? Those who distort the meaning. Wal-Ta'til, those who deny the meaning. Some distort, some deny. And they said, Allah does not come. Because if you prove that Allah, if you affirm that Allah comes, then you are attributing a figure to Allah or a body. And bodies are alike. Yani basically they're saying that you are resembling Allah to His creation, but you're likening Allah to His creation by affirming that. Because the only way you can come if you had a physical body. And they said once you prove that, then you're saying Allah's like His creation. And so you cannot say that Allah comes. You see the philosophy? Not the guidance, not the huda. It's philosophy. You see how you refute that. فَنَقُولْ هَذِهِ دَعْوَ وَقِيَاسٌ بَاطِلٌ. This is a claim and a false analogy. Why? لِأَنَّهُ فِي مُقَابِلِ النَّصِ فِي مُقَابَلَةِ النَّصِ. And this everybody must understand before we leave this place tonight. Because it opposes the textual evidence. Anytime someone brings something intellectual, no matter how logical it may sound, if it goes against a correct hadith or an ayah from the Quran, then we assume automatically, we conclude that thought of this person is batil, is false. It cannot oppose the textual evidence. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَعُودُ إِلَى النَّصْبِ الْإِبْطَالِ فَهُوَ بَاطِلٍ. Anything that may indicate that the textual evidence is false, then that thing in and within itself is falsehood. That is falsehood. لقوله تعالى وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَى هُدًى أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. This is a beautiful ayah. This ayah you can use in da'wah tremendously, and particularly with the Christians and their lights. Allah says in Surah Saba, verse 24, try to memorize this half ayah. Verse 24. And verily, either we or you are rightly guided or in plain error. Saba, verse 24. Verily, either we or you are rightly guided or in plain error. Yani we're misguided. But the ulama say something very interesting concerning this ayah, which the Shaykh didn't mention here. If you, just to show you the eloquence of the Quran and the linguistic aspect of that. Wa inna aw iyyakum, inna us, aw iyyakum or you. La'ala huda. Ala, what does it mean? It's a preposition.
On.
Right? La'ala huda. The ulama say Because guidance raises you above everything else. The ala was used. Ala huda. You're upon guidance because guidance in and within itself is means of ascending someone, whether in degree or in whatever. أو في ضلال مبين. And when it came to dalal, misguidance, it didn't use ala. It says fi, meaning in, which indicates to be below, being low, being lesser. So even the يعني choice of words ala hudan versus fi dalal shows you already the variation between the people of guidance and the people who are misguided. And so, but what does this ayah say? This is like an ultimatum. There's no third option. Either we are guided or you're misguided. There's no third option. So once we have this ayah, then anything that opposes that huda is dalal mubin. You see what I'm saying? One, ha.
Amin. La ala kalam al-taqeed. La ala.
Naam. Wallahu alam. Naam. Lit-taqeed. Naam. Many things play the role of taqeed. Nunun sometimes, and sometimes qad in different things. Wallahu alam. I'm not going to say 100%, but it appears to be the case. But you need to check with a linguist. طيب فإذا قلت إن هذا الذي عاد إلى النص بالإبطال هو الحق. If a person was to say, look, whatever evidence or whatever intellect we used to oppose that textual evidence, that caused that textual evidence to be false, is actually the truth. صار النص باطلا ولا بد. Then the textual evidence will become falsehood, no doubt. وبطلان النص النص مستحيل. To say that a textual evidence is false is impossible. Can you say that an ayah in the Quran is false, or an authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is false? No one can say that, right? Once you say that, then your iman, you're gone. You can no longer be a believer.
Excuse me.
وَإِنْ قُلْتَ أَنَّ النَّصُ وَالْحَقُ صَارَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا وَلَابُدْ. And if you say, okay, the textual evidence is the truth, then whatever you brought becomes falsehood without a doubt. So basically, we have no third option. Either your intellect is correct, that means that the textual evidence is false. Can the textual evidence be false? Impossible. That means that the textual evidence is correct and you're false. Because there's no third option. You see now why the ayah is relevant. Because that's what the ayah indicates. It's either this or that. Either you're sitting or you're standing. You cannot be, you know, khalas. There's no third option in this case. Because we're trying to decide whether you're sitting or standing, and it's one of the two. You cannot be doing something else. Possibly in the world, but not in the Quran and the Sunnah. ثم نقول ما المانع من أن يأتي الله تعالى بنفسه على الكيفية التي يريدها. Then we say, يا أخي, what is that which is preventing you from accepting that Allah may come in a manner which befits His Majesty according to what He wills? What's the problem? What prevents you from accepting the fact that Allah can come on the Day of Judgment in a manner befitting His Majesty, the way He likes? يقولون المانع عنك إذا أثبت ذلك فأنت ممثل. They say, no, if you affirm that, then you are likening Allah to His creation. This is their shubha. نقول هذا خطأ. We say to them, this is incorrect. فإننا نعلم أن المجيء والإتيان يختلف حتى بالنسبة للمخلوق. We say to them, we understand and we agree that the quality of coming is it varies even concerning the creation. The creation. فالإنسان النشيط الذي يأتي كأنما ينحدر من مرتفع من نشاطه لكنه ليس يمشي مرحا وإن شئت فقل إنه يمشي مرحا. هل هذا كالإنسان الذي يمشي على عصا ولا ينقل رجلا من مكانها إلا بعد تعب. The Shaykh رحمه الله said, if a man who was full of energy was to come as if he is coming from a steep hill because of the manner that he is walking, but he's not walking, you know, being content or conceited. He said, and let's say that he is walking while, you know, being in insolence. He said, is this person equal to he who walking with a cane, with a stick, and he's unable to move a leg unless he exerts major effort and he becomes tired? Are they the same? Even amongst the creation, this is a coming and this is a coming, and they're nothing the same. والإتيان يختلف من وجه آخر. فأتيان إنسان مثلا من كبراء البلد أو من ولاة الأمور ليس كأتيان شخص لا يحتفى به. And there's another distinction in the variation in the how people come, such as the coming of someone who's from the major people in the country, you know, like someone who's in charge, a prince, a king, a president, is not like the coming of someone who's insignificant in society that no one knows. One will come with, you know, mawkib, as they say, he'll have a big, you know, bodyguards and many cars and so on and so forth, right? And cameramen. Oh, okay, you go ahead. Right? They're not the same. This one coming is not like the other one coming. So the Shaykh is trying to show you that even amongst the creation, he's been using this kind of thinking, by the way, if you notice from the beginning of the book. So the Shaykh has been using this method the whole time, that if you agree that there's a distinction amongst the creation concerning their features and their qualities, then how do you reject that when it comes to the variation between the creation and the creator? If the creation is such a vast difference, then with the creator, it's even more so. It's just logic. Subhanallah. طيب. ماذا يقول المعطل في قوله تعالى وجاء ربك ونحوها. What does the one who denies the Quran or the meaning of the ayat say concerning the part of the ayah in Surah Al-Fajr and your Lord comes, or ayat that are similar? Al-Jawab, what do you think he says? Someone from the Mu'attila who deny the apparent meaning of the Quran, how do you think they would possibly interpret this ayah? وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, which we interpret as, and your Lord, huh, comes. خلاص. But to him, you cannot say that. You cannot use this wording. What do you think, how would he interpret it? Because remember with the yadain, with the hands, they said it's quwwa or ni'ma. Hey, they gave it another interpretation. They always do that. They give another meaning to the word, other than the apparent meaning. What do you think they will say concerning your Lord comes?
Yes.
Close. They will say, Al-Ma'na ja'a amru rabbik, the command of your Lord. The command. Not Allah Azza wa Jalla himself. Only the command. وَأَتَى أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ. Yes. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوا. And they use an ayah to support their case, which is in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 1. The event ordained by Allah will come to pass, so seek not to hasten it. فَيَجِبُ أَن تُفَسَّرْ كُلَّ إِتْيَانٍ أَضَافَ اللَّهِ إِلَى نَفْسِهِ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَنَقُولَ الْمُرَادُ أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. So they say every ayah which deals with Allah coming should be interpreted according to this one, the one in Surah An-Nahl. And so we say it is the command of Allah that comes, not Allah himself. فيقال إن هذا الدليل الذي استدللت به هو دليل عليك وليس لك. The Shaykh said, you say to him, this evidence that you have used is actually an evidence against you and not for you. Hey. لو كان الله تعالى يريد إتيان أمره في الآيات الأخرى فما الذي يمنعه أن يقول أمره. If it was the command of Allah that was supposed to be intended in the other ayat, what prevented Allah from saying أمره in the other ayat? Why did in Surah An-Nahl he use particularly أمره and in the other ayat he didn't? You see what I'm saying? You get it? If this is what it was intended, then Allah could have used the same word as using ayat An-Nahl in the other ayat, like the one in Surah Al-Fajr and so on and so forth. But Allah did not do that. So then that ayah, that proof became against him and not for him. فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ الْأَمْرَ عَبَّرَ بِالْأَمْرِ وَلَمَّا لَمْ يُرِدْهُ لَمْ يُعَبِّرْ بِهِ. When Allah intended the command, he used أمر. أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. And when he did not want to use أمر, he deliberately did not use it. You see what I'm saying? طيب. وَهَذَا فِي الْوَاقِعُ دَلِيلٌ عَلَيْكَ. This in reality is an evidence against you. لأن الآيات الأخرى ليس فيها إجمال, because the other آيات are not general, حتى نقول إنما بنيت بهذه الآية. So we can say, well, this is the foundation, this آية as a foundation with wherewith we understand the other آيات in the light of this آية. It is not that the other آيات are general, that they're not clear in their meaning, so you have to refer them to something that is محكم. Rather, they're clear in their meaning, they're entirely clear in their text. فالآيات الأخرى واضحة. The other آيات are clear. وفي بعضها تقسيم يمنع إرادة مجيء الأمر. سبحان الله. See the, like how Allah سبحانه وتعالى made in this Quran amazing things where every person of falsehood is refuted. And what does it say in Surah Al-Furqan? وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. And they do not bring to you any example or any shubha, any doubt, except that we will give you the truth and better explanation. Look at this ayah right now. They said that what is intended by Allah coming, His command. In Surah Al-An'am, verse 158, it says, هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي ربك أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك. Do they wait for anything other than that the angels should come to them, or that your Lord should come to them, or some of the signs of your Lord should come to them? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned both His command, His ayat, His signs, and Him coming in the same ayah. Okay. So now then it becomes redundant. If they're going to say that this means that, then why were they both mentioned in the same ayah at the same time? Subhanallah. See, when Allah revealed the Quran, Allah knew that these people will come about and they will come with this nonsense, and Allah gave Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah support and references, and إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily Allah defends the believers. So they will always have something to demolish the people of innovation and the people of deviance and misguidance. هل يستقيم لشخص يقول يأتي ربك أي أمره في مثل هذا التقسيم. So in this ayah, is it possible to say this? It's impossible, because both were mentioned in the same ayah right after each other. So it cannot be that they mean the same. Otherwise, it will be meaningless. And if you say that Allah is mentioning something meaningless in the Quran, then your iman is مع السلامة. فإذا قال قائل ما تقولون في قوله تعالى فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده. If someone was to say, what do you say concerning the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 52? Perhaps Allah may bring a victory or a decision according to His will. فالجواب أن المراد بذلك إتيان الفتح أو الأمر. The answer is, what is intended by that is the coming of the victory or the command of Allah. لكن أضاف الله الإتيان به إلى نفسه لأنه من عنده. But Allah referred it to Himself, because the victory comes from who? From Allah Azza wa Jal. A. وهذا أسلوب معروف في اللغة العربية. And this is a style that is known and understood in the Arabic language. فالإتيان إذا قيد بحرف جر مثلا فالمراد به ذلك المجرور. If coming is conditioned or is conditional to a harf jar, like في وعلى وإلى وإلى آخره, then المراد به ذلك المجرور. What is intended is that which comes after, في المدرسة, في البيت, and so on and so forth. This is grammar. وإذا أطلق وأضيف إلى الله بدون قيد فالمراد به إتيان الله حقيقة. If it was mentioned without something else, like في and something else, then what is intended is the coming of Allah Azza wa Jal in truth. نعم أمر من عنده. Why are you saying that? Because the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah says أو أمر من عنده, or a command من from him. You see, so that when it comes in the Arabic language, that is different than when it doesn't have it. That means that Allah Azza wa Jal himself. طيب الآداب المسلكية المستفادة من الإيمان بصفة المجيء والإتيان لله تعالى. What is the practical benefit that one may attain in his belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, the majestic Allah, will come on the day of judgment. الثمرة هي الخوف من هذا المقام وهذا المشهد العظيم الذي يأتي فيه الرب عز وجل للفصل بين عباده وتنزل الملائكة. The benefit is the fear. Is fear from this particular position and this great scene where the Lord Azza wa Jal will come to judge between His slaves, and the angels will come down. وَلَا يَبْقَى أَمَامُكَ إِلَّا الرَّبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَالْمَخْلُوقَاتِ كُلَّهَا. And nothing will remain in front of you except your Lord Azza wa Jal and all of the creation. Everybody will come. وَيَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. فَإِنْ عَمِلْتَ خَيْرًا جُزِيتَ بِهِ. If you do good, then you will be recompensed for it. وَإِنْ عَمَلْتَ سِوَ ذَلِكَ فَإِنَّكَ سَتُجْزَى بِهِ. And if you do other than that, then you will also be held accountable for it. كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ as the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah exalt his messenger, said, "Inna al-insana yaqlu bihi Allah azza wa jalla, fayanzuru aymanu minhu fala yara illa ma qaddam, wayanzuru ashama minhu fala yara illa ma qaddam, wayanzuru tilqa'a wajhihi fala yara illa an-nara tilqa'a wajhihi, fattaqu an-nar walau bi shiqqi tamra." The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, the person will be in seclusion with Allah azza wa jalla. He will look to his right and he will see nothing but what he has sent forth. And he will look to his left and he will see nothing but what he has sent forth." Yani from deeds. As the Shaykh was reading in the ayah, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let each soul look what has it prepared for tomorrow. فَلَا يَرَى لَمَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ تِلْقَاهَ وَجَّهَ فَلَا يَرَى لَنَا. Then he looks in front of him and he sees nothing but the fire. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Protect yourselves from the fire even with a half a date." Even with half a date. And we say, protect yourself from the fire even with a few inches from your lower garment. That's maybe more feasible. طيب. So Allah musta'an. That can glue. Oh, mashallah, we can move on to the next subject matter, which is very sensitive as well. صفة الوجه لله سبحانه. صفة الوجه. What does وجه mean?
Face.
Face. Who in this room, be careful now, who in this room believes that Allah has a face? Raise your hand. Allah has a face. Are you raising your hand because everybody else raised his hand? Say, I better raise my hand with the crowd. Or you really believe so? Does Allah have a face?
Yes. It was mentioned in the...
Who can give me an evidence from the book of Allah? There are narrations and there are ayat. But I want an ayah. There are a few of them.
Something wadi rabbika dhala.
Surah Ar-Rahman. صح كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Actually, it's the very ayah that we'll be dealing with. But so Allah has a face. Is it like we will mention it right now? We'll mention it. I was trying to just examine you brothers for a little bit to see whether we've benefited up to this point, because I was afraid someone will deny it. Is Allah's face like that of His creation?
No.
Is there anything like Allah's face? Is there any face like Allah's face? Can you imagine a face? Because there's nothing like it. And if you don't have a pre-existing image, you cannot imagine something that you cannot build already with another image upon. So you just basically, your imagination is in vain. And Allah's greatness is beyond our short human intellect. So we leave that business alone. And when do you get that satisfaction? If you enter Jannah, the people of Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will look at His face, and it will be the most pleasing thing to them, better than all the women and all the good stuff that is in Jannah. That will be the most delightful moment for the believers when they go to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is done every Friday. And you know who will be the closest to Allah azza wa jal on that day? Those who are the closest to the Imam on Yawmul Jumu'ah. The ones who are closest to the Imam in the front row, those will be the closest on the Day of Judgment. And if you stay behind today, you may not even make it afterwards. And if you make it, you'll be behind as well. So you make a choice, man. It's a little extra 15, 20 minutes, an hour. But the reward is tremendous.
So, maybe it's on the Day of Jummah?
Huh?
Allah revealing His face on the Day of Jummah?
Yeah, the Hadith says that in Jannah, there's a day like Jummah. But there's no khutbah and there's no exhortation. Rather, it is when the believers will go to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a souq. I mean, you have to read the narrations, man. There are many narrations about Jannah. I believe one of the lectures, inshallah, we'll be dealing with at IMC is strictly about Jannah. And so we wait, inshallah, till that moment. Or you could do your own research ahead of time. But shway shway.
What is the ayah you said presenting like?
The Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. إيه. طيب الشرح. ذكر المؤلف رحمه الله لإثبات صفة الوجه لله تعالى آيتين. المؤلف شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه mentioned two آيات. from the book of Allah concerning the quality of the face. Al-ayat al-ula, the one that mashallah many brothers know, Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 27. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor will abide forever. A. هَذِهِ مَعْطُوفَةٌ عَلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and this ayah is connected to the previous ayah, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان, whatsoever is on it, meaning earth, will perish. Everything will perish. And the only thing that will remain is the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor. طيب. ولهذا قال بعض السلف ينبغي إذا قرأت كل من عليها فان أن تصلها بقوله ويبقى وجه ربك حتى يتبين نقص المخلوق وكمال الخالق وذلك للتقابل هذا فناء وهذا بقاء. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. The Sheikh said this was some of the Salaf. Who are the Salaf? The righteous predecessors. Hey, when they use it, the ulama Salaf, we must add the word righteous. Because anyone who preceded you is your Salaf, and some of them were crazy. So we're not talking about these people, we're talking about the righteous brothers. You know, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Atba' al-Tabi'een, and anyone who followed them on their righteous path, who was known for being sound in his Aqidah, his Manhaj, and so on and so forth. Not everybody's qualified. Otherwise, whoever preceded you is the Salaf for you. Hey, طيب. Some of the Salaf used to say, if you read the ayah, كل من عليها فان, you must connect it with وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, because they say this is to show the distinction between the deficiency of the creation and the perfection of the Creator. Everyone will perish, and the only thing that will remain is your Lord Azza wa Jal. And this is to show the comparison. هذا فناء, this is perishing, وهذا بقاء, this is permanence and remaining. نعم. قوله تعالى وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ أَيْ لَا يَفْنَى. This the interpretation of وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, meaning it will not perish, it will not go away. Unlike كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان, فَان, فَانٍ, يَفْنَى. The verb for fan is يَفْنَى, فَانِي, and so on and so forth. All of them are derived from the same word, which means to perish, to go away, to disintegrate, to there's nothing left. يعني مثل dinosaurs or extermination. Well, the dinosaurs, they still have some bones, so it doesn't actually fit. طيب. والوجه معناه معلوم لكن كيفيته مجهولة. The meaning of face is known. Does anybody have any doubts concerning the meaning of the word face? No. But what is the manner, the howness of the face? مجهول, it is unknown. We don't know. A مجهول, the ضد of معلوم. You know the broken language. معلوم, معلوم. مجهول, مجهول. It's the opposite. لا نعلم كيف وجه الله عز وجل. We do not know how the face of Allah عز وجل is. كسائر صفاته, like the rest of the attributes of Allah, we don't know their real essence. لكننا نؤمن بأن له وجها موصوفا بالجلال والإكرام, but we believe that he has a face that is described with as full of majesty and honor. A. وموصوفا بالبهاء والعظمة والنور العظيم, and is described with greatness and tremendous illumination and light, as the Prophet ﷺ explained. حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حجابه نور. The Prophet ﷺ said his veil is light. لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه من تأ إليه بصره من خلقه, أو من تأ إليه بصره من خلقه. If he was to remove the veil عز وجل, then verily Allah سبحانه وتعالى, his sight, whatever his sight reaches, will burn his creation. Whatever his sight reaches, it will burn his creation. And please allow me to refer to a more accurate translation of this hadith in our next session, because it could be translated better than what I did right now, because some of the words are a little technical, such as سبحات وجهي. I need to refer back to the references. So in the meantime, the idea is that the hadith confirms that the veil of Allah's face Azza wa Jal is نور, not light. نعم. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was سبحات وجهي, the Shaykh explained, let's see if we're able to get it. يعني بهاؤه وعظمته وجلاله ونوره. جيد. سبحات وجهي mean the greatness and the honor and the majesty and the light of Allah's face Azza wa Jal. من تهى إليه بصره من خلقه وبصره ينتهي إلى كل شيء. Now Allah's sight, does it end anywhere? Allah's sight, does it have a limitation? The Sheikh said, and Allah's sight has no ending. It doesn't end. وعليه فلو كشف هذا الحجاب. If Allah سبحانه وتعالى was to remove this particular veil, حجاب النور عن وجهه, which is the veil of light, لاحترق كل شيء. Everything would have been burnt. Everything would have been burnt because Allah's sight reaches everything, just like His hearing.
This light only, how it is burning?
Huh?
This only light, not like a hot fire.
It says that we don't. It said that's what it said. That's what Rasulullah said. He said that the veil is light. If Allah was to remove it, la ahraqat. Rasulullah used the word ahraqat from hariq, fire. Hey, so we don't, you know, say otherwise. That's what Rasulullah says. That's what he said, alayhi salatu salam. That's, you know, that's it. Hey, we don't try to interpret it. It's a good observation, but it's against the nas. And any observation against the nas, khali wali.
Even laser, you know, laser is also light, form of light, burns.
It burns. Naam, yani we, I didn't want to elaborate. Yani there are other ways, but because we don't have any intricate information, so we'll just leave it as the apparent meaning.
The people who will be closest to Allah, is that they can see Him. And if this light is not going to be something people can bear, how?
We have to make a distinction, Habibi, between the dunya and the akhirah. We don't see Allah in the dunya, but we'll see Him in the akhirah. So they're two different things. So the rulings here are unlike the rulings there. Here, if you drink wine, you're an alcoholic. In Jannah, if you drink wine, hey. Here, if you know, go with a woman, you're in trouble. Over there, ما في مشكلة.
So,
if you're a good believer, almost. يعني there's a major distinction. Whenever you know women are mentioned, that's when brothers smile. I mean, we need to, you know. Come on now, man. طيب. لهذا نقول هذا الوجه وجه عظيم. The Sheikh said, this is why we say this face is a great face. لا يمكن أبدا أن يماثل أوجه المخلوقات. It could never ever resemble the faces of the creation because of the greatness of this face of Allah عز وجل. وبناء على هذا نقول من عقيدتنا أننا نثبت أن لله وجه حقيقة. From our belief system and our creed is that we affirm to Allah a face in reality, in truth. A. ونأخذه من قوله تعالى. And where do we get this from? From our own brain? Do we get this from a dream that you had one day? No. We get it from the book of Allah. From the very ayah in the book of Allah. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. It's the best thing in the world. You're getting your aqidah from the book of Allah. Without distorting the meaning, without denying the meaning, and without resembling Allah to His creation. Aqidah Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah is so logical. So compatible with the human, with the natural disposition. I don't know what else to say. You're not resembling Allah to His creation. You're not denying the Quran. You're not distorting the Quran. Alhamdulillah, you go right on the path. As the Prophet ﷺ was, and the Sahaba. They read these ayat. They never had any discussions concerning them. He never explained to them that the face means something else. They never asked. Meaning they understood. Right or wrong? Right. Right. ونقول بأن هذا الوجه لا يماثل أوجه المخلوقين. And we say that this face does not resemble in any way, shape or form the faces of the creation. لقوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء. Because Allah said there is nothing like unto Him. Surah Ash-Shura verse 11. Memorize it. ونجل كيفية هذا الوجه لقوله تعالى ولا يحيطون به علما. And we do not know the howness or the manner of this face because Allah says and they will never encompass anything of His knowledge. You will never encompass anything of Allah's knowledge. So the only knowledge you have is the one that Allah gave us. Right or wrong? Did Allah give us the reality of the face? No. So you will not be able to get more than that. فإذا حاول أحد أن يتصور هذه الكيفية بقلبي أو يتحدث عنها بلسانه قلنا إنك مبتدع ضال. The Sheikh said, if anyone tried to imagine this, the manner of the face of Allah عز وجل, or in his heart, or speak about it in his tongue, we say to him, you're a misguided innovator. Yeah. You know, so don't be thinking anything right now. Otherwise, this will fall on you. قائل على الله ما لا تعلم. You're saying about Allah that which you have no knowledge of. You're saying about Allah either with your heart or with your tongue, that which you have no knowledge of. وَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَقُولَ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَمْ نَعْلَمْ. And Allah has made forbidden upon us that we shall say about Him that which we have no knowledge of. قال تعالى قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Say, verily, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are all فواحش, which are great evil sins. ما ظهر منها وما بطن, whether committed openly or secretly, والإثم, and transgression or sins of all kinds, والبغي, and that is transgression, unrighteous oppression or transgression, بغير الحق, without a just cause, وأن تشرك بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا, and that you shall associate with Allah that which He has sent down no authority concerning, وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون, and that you shall say about Allah that which you have no knowledge of. So no, no. Look what Allah mentioned it with. Al-fawahish, wal-ithim, and wal-shirk. Allah mentioned that with these grave sins. Fawahish, wal-ithim, fawahish, we said the great evil sins, يعني kabair and the likes. This is Surah Al-A'raf, verse 33. وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Isra, verse 36, ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. And نعم, do not go chasing that which you have no knowledge of. Verily the hearing and the sight and the heart, each of these you will be questioned about. Don't go after chasing that which you have no knowledge of. You don't have any knowledge about how the face of Allah is, mind your business. Don't talk about it, don't imagine it, because Allah made that prohibited upon you. Is that clear? Jameel. وَهُنَا قَالْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ أَضَافَ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهَذِهِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةُ أَقَصُّ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. Allah says in the Quran, and the face of your Lord. Your Lord. Who is this speech to? He would have said, وَيَبْقَ وَجْهُ رَبُّكُمْ, if it was to us. رَبُّكْ, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَيَبْقَ وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, عفو, نَا رَبُّكْ, رَبِّكَ. رَبِّكَ is speaking, the calf is strictly to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Otherwise, if we were included, it would be رَبِّكُمْ, because the meme is for the plurality. But that's not the case. The Sheikh said, and this is a special lordship to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this is the most fine and most specific of that. لأن الربوبية عامة وخاصة, because ربوبية, Allah's lordship, has two categories, عامة, general, وخاصة, specific. والخاصة خاصة أخص, and then the specific one, it also has various degrees of specification. وخاصة فوق ذلك, and something even beyond that. كربوبية الله تعالى لرسله, فالربوبية الأخص أفضل بلا شك. Like the lordship of Allah to His messengers, that is better than the one that is concerning the rest of the creation, because Allah is the Rabb of the kafir. Right or wrong? Yeah. So that ربوبية to the kafir is not like the ربوبية to the most beloved of the messengers of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وقوله ذو صفة للوجه والدليل الرفع. ولو كانت صفة للرب لقال ذي الجلال. نعم. Now this is very grammatical and technical. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو. Now there's ذو and ذا and ذي. طيب. And this is like the فتحة ضمة كسرة. As you know, مرفوع, منصوب and مجرور. طيب. Here ذو. And ذو is from الأسماء الخمسة. أخوك أبوك حموك ذو. Did you وفيك, did you take them with Dr. Yahya? Not yet. You will come to those. This is a little advanced grammar. Nonetheless, these ones, the difference, the way they work is whatever would usually take a dhamma will have a waw instead, and whatever would take a fatha will have an alif. Whenever will have a kasra will have, yeah. For example, جاء أبوك, your father came. ذهبت إلى أبيك, I went to your father, yeah, because إلى is حرف جر. معي؟ رأيت أباك, I saw your father مفعول به, فتحة. So أبوك, أبيك, أباك. What changes is the letter as opposed to the حركة. That's the ruling. Zu is one of them. So here it says, Zu. The Sheikh said, this means that this is an adjective to the face. This is describing the face. And the evidence is the fact that it is wow. Had it been an attribute or an adjective to Allah, to the Lord, because it says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, it could have been that the majesty and honor belongs to your Lord and not the face. Now we want to know, where does it belong to, that majesty, Jalal wal Ikram? Is it to Rabbika or to the Wajh? You following me? How do we know? This is the complication of the Arabic language, or it's simple actually, is that wow. The Shaykh said, had it been a description to Allah, an adjective to Allah, it would have been Dhil Jalali, with a Ya. Hey, why? وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو. What is the one that remains? Where is the fa'il?
What is the
symptom? The fa'il. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ.
وَجْهُ.
So ذُو, because it's in reference to the face, it also had a dhamma, which is wow in this case. You see what I'm saying? Because it's part of the fa'il. That shows you that it is going back to the fa'il, that ذو is describing the face, because هذا مرفوع وهذا مرفوع. واضح؟ الله مستعان. That's why I usually avoid the grammar, because maybe you know you leave here with, you know, with depression over the grammar. But you know, it's very interesting actually. الحمد لله. قال ذي الجلال كما في نفس السورة. He would have said ذي like at the end of the surah, at the end of surah الرحمن. What does it say at the last ayah? تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. Because here the ذي is in reference to your Lord, not the name of your Lord. Subhanallah. فلما قال ذو الجلال علمنا أنه وصف للوجه. When he said ذو, we know that it's a description to the face. Beautiful. Oh. Yeah, we will stop at this particular point because we're approaching Salah inshallah ta'ala. But this is going to get very interesting. Very interesting. And then afterwards, when we deal with the face, we'll be dealing with the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, it's the same thing over and over again. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, اشهد ان لا اله الا انت, استغفرك واتوب اليك.